Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I have a special surprise for you. A guest that's going to read a story. I hope you'll have fun listening to it.
Hello, my name is Cindy Reapy. I'll be reading some short stories for you. Arthur's Family Vacation. It was Arthur's last day of school. Mr. Ratburn gave the class a surprise spelling test. All the other classes were having parties. Finally, the moment you've all been waiting for, said Mr. Ratburn. Report cards and school's out. Everyone cheered. I can't wait for baseball practice to start, said Francine. I'm taking a college computer course, the brain announced. I'll really miss you at Camp Meadowcroak this year, Arthur, Buster said. I wish I didn't have to go on vacation with my family, said Arthur. There'll be nothing to do and no one to do it with. You'll have DW, Buster said, smiling, for a whole week. Don't remind me, said Arthur. Arthur's family spent that night packing. I wish I could take my dollhouse, said DW. I wish Buster could come, said Arthur. This is a family vacation, said Mother. All we need for fun is each other, said Father. Let's take my swing set, said DW. We can all use that. Well, we're all packed, Father said the next morning. Where's Arthur? He's on the phone with Buster, said Mother. For the 100th time, DW added. Before we leave, said Father, does anyone need to use the bathroom? This is your last chance, said Mother. Don't look at me, said DW. On our way at last, Mother smiled. A whole week of no cooking. And no dishes, said Father. A whole week without my best friend in the whole wide world, moaned Arthur. Once you're at the beach, you'll feel better, Father said. Are we there yet? DW asked. I have to go to the bathroom. Arthur spent the rest of the trip thinking about how much fun Buster must be having at camp. He would be going on canoe rides, roasting marshmallows over a fire pit, taking pony rides, and going swimming in the lake. We're here, said Mother. Welcome to the ocean view, said the manager. Where's the ocean? Asked Father. Just across the highway, behind that shopping center. The manager pointed, but there's a pool right here. Well, I guess I'll go swimming, said Arthur. Me too, said DW. Wait for me. Let's see our room first, said Mother. You mean we all have to stay in this puny little room? Asked DW. Don't worry, said Mother. We'll only be sleeping here. If you want to swim, said Arthur, hurry up and get your suit on. We have the whole pool to ourselves, said Arthur. It's a good thing, too, said DW. Our bathtub is bigger than this teeny tiny little pool. That night at dinner, everyone ordered lobster. Buster loves lobster, said Arthur. This is lobster, said DW. I want a hot dog. Can we go to the beach tomorrow? Arthur asked. Good idea, said Father. I'm sure the rain will stop by then. No beach today, DW announced the next morning. I had a dream about Buster, said Arthur. Why don't you write him a postcard, Mother suggested. Why don't we all write postcards, said Father. But what do we write about, said DW. We haven't done anything yet. Arthur's postcard to Buster said, "Dear Buster, I bet you're having fun at camp. I wish I were there. Your best friend, Arthur." And D.W. wrote to Grandma Thora. Her postcard said, "Dear Grandma Thora, you were smart to stay home. XOXO. Love, D.W. XOXOXO." "What do we do now?" said D.W. "This vacation is a disaster." "At camp, there's always something fun to do," thought Arthur, "even on rainy days." "That's it," he said. "I'm taking us on a field trip." And so they loaded up and went to the cow festival with their umbrellas to keep the rain off. "I've never heard of a cow festival," D.W. said, "but at least it's more fun than our motel room." "Say cheese," said Father. "Let's hurry or we'll miss the milking contest," said Arthur. For the next few days, it rained and rained, but Arthur didn't mind. He was too busy planning new places to go. He forgot all about missing Buster. On Wednesday, they went to Gatorville. "At least the alligators get to swim," said D.W. Thursday was busy too. After touring Flo's Fudge Factory, they all went on Jimmy's Jungle Cruise. Each one was allowed to sample one piece of fudge each. "I never realized there are so many fun things to do in the rain," said Father. "I want to plan a field trip too," said D.W. "I want to go to the movies and see Jaws of the Deep." But when they got there, D.W. was too scared to watch. "I thought it was a movie about fish," she whispered. Finally, on Friday, their last day, the sun came out. "What a day," said Father. "Just glorious," said Mother. Even D.W. was having fun. No one wanted to leave, but the next day they packed up and headed home. "We're almost there," said Mother. "Phew," said D.W. "I really have to go to the bathroom." "Oh boy," said Arthur. "I can't wait to see Buster." As soon as they got home, the doorbell rang. It was Buster. "Camp was fun, but I missed you," he said to Arthur. "How was your vacation? How did you and D.W. get along?" "Great," said Arthur. "Take a look." And he showed them the souvenirs they had brought home, seashells from the beach, and pictures they had taken while on vacation. "Wow," said Buster. "You really did have a great time." And our last adventure is titled Arthur's Baby. "We have a surprise for you," said Mother and Father. "Is it a bicycle?" asked Arthur. "We're going to have a baby," said Mother. "Ooh," squealed D.W. "I love babies." "A baby?" said Arthur. "Yes, in about 6 months," said Father. "Plenty of time for us all to get ready." Arthur's friends had lots of advice. "Better get some earplugs," said Binky Barnes, "or you'll never sleep." "Forget about playing after school," said Buster. "You'll have to babysit." "Pee-you, you'll have to change all those dirty diapers," said Muffy. "And you'll probably start talking baby talk," said Francine. "Doo-doo, gag-gag, boo-boo." For the next few months, everywhere Arthur looked, there were babies. More and more babies. "I think babies are taking over the world," said Arthur. Don't look now, said Buster, but you could be in for triple trouble. As they spied a pair of triplets in a stroller. One day, after school, D.W. grabbed Arthur's arm. I will teach you how to diaper a baby, she said. Don't worry about diapers, said Mother. Come sit next to me. I want to show you something. They're pictures of you and Arthur. Here's Arthur at age 9 months and Arthur at 1 year. Is that really me? Asked Arthur. Yes, said Mother. You were such a cute baby. And look, here's DW at age 2 months and 5 months. Look, said DW, this is me with Mommy and Daddy. Don't I look adorable? That Saturday morning, Mother took out her suitcase. Where are you going? Asked Arthur. The baby could come any day now, said Mother. I need to be ready for the hospital. Here, said DW, something for you to look at while you're there. It's a picture of me. Sunday morning, Arthur and DW found Grandma Thora fixing breakfast. You have a new sister, she said. Yippee! 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 Said DW. She'll be just like me. That's what I'm afraid of, said Arthur. The next day, they went to the hospital to see the new baby. We named her Kate, said Father. I think she has your nose, Arthur. I think she has DW's mouth, said Arthur. On Tuesday, Mother and Father brought Kate home. Everyone was acting like they'd never seen a baby before. Every time the doorbell rang, more presents arrived. They're not for you, Arthur, said DW. They're for the baby. Arthur, don't you want to try holding Kate? Mother asked. Can I have another turn first? Said DW. It's Arthur's turn, Mother said. I'd rather look, said Arthur. It's just as well, said DW. Arthur doesn't know beans about babies. A few days later, Mother needed some help. I have to go upstairs, she said. Arthur, would you watch Kate? Me? Asked Arthur. What do I do? Don't worry, said DW. I'll take care of everything. When the doorbell rang, DW answered the door. Arthur can't play, she said. He has to babysit. But you can come in and see my baby. Don't get too close, because you all have germs. And be quiet, DW said. My baby is sleeping. Look, said Francine. She opened her eyes. Stand back, said DW. She wants her bottle. Kate drank her bottle in a flash. Then she began to cry. Everyone remain calm, said DW. DW gave Kate a kiss. Kate cried louder. DW bounced Kate. Kate screamed. Arthur, quick, do something, DW said. She's your baby too. All of a sudden, she's my baby, said Arthur. Why is she crying, asked DW. She's trying to tell you something, said Arthur. What, said DW. Listen carefully, said Arthur, as he patted Kate on the back. Burp, said Kate. Is everything all right, asked Mother. It is now, Arthur answered. The end. Arthur Writes a Story by Mark Brown. Arthur's teacher, Mr. Rathburn, explained the homework. He wrote on the board, write a story. Number 1, have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Number two, use details. Number three, be creative. What should the story be about? Arthur asked. Anything, Mr. Ratburn said. Write about something that is important to you. Arthur started his story the minute he got home. He knew exactly what he wanted to write about. He titled his story, How I Got My Puppy, Pal. I always wanted a dog, but first I had to prove I was responsible. So I started Arthur's Pet Business. My mom made me keep all the animals in the basement. It was a lot of work, but it was fun until I thought I lost Perky. But then I found her, and she had three puppies, and I got to keep one of them. That's how I got my dog, Pal. The end. Arthur read his story to DW. That's a boring story, DW said. Does it have to be real life? Because your life is so dull. I don't want to write a boring story, said Arthur. If it were me, DW suggested, I'd make the story about getting an elephant. So Arthur rewrote his story. The next day, Arthur read his new story to Buster. Did you like the part about the elephant puppies? He asked. It's okay, I guess, said Buster. I'm writing a cool story about outer space. Maybe my story should take place on the moon, thought Arthur. And he dreamed about blue elephants floating on the moon. On Wednesday, Arthur read his newest story to the brain. Scientifically speaking, elephants should weigh less on the moon, but wouldn't float that high, said the brain. So you don't like it? Asked Arthur. A good story should be well researched, said the brain, like mine. If I had a pet stegosaurus in the Jurassic period. Arthur hurried to the library. What are all those books for? Asked Francine. Research, said Arthur. I'm writing about my pet five-toed mammal of the genus Loxodonta. Your what? Asked Francine. My elephant, Arthur explained. Oh, said Francine. I'm putting jokes in my story. All through dinner, Arthur worried about his story. Please pass the corn, asked Father. Corn, that's it, said Arthur. Purple corn and blue elephants on planet Schmelephant. Now that's funny. Arthur is acting weirder than usual, said DW. On Thursday, everyone at the Sugar Bowl was talking about their stories. Last year, a kid wrote a country western song for her story, said Prunella, and she got an A+. How do you know? Asked Arthur. That kid was me, explained Prunella. Mr. Ratburn said I should send it to a record company. It was that good. Wow, said Arthur. That night, Arthur's imagination went wild. He decided to turn his story into a song. He even made up a dance to go with it. Later, he tried his song and dance out on his family. Me, me, me. Now this little boy can go home and enjoy his own personal striped elephant. And you will see how happy he will be here on planet Schmelephant. Well, said Arthur, what do you think? Mother and father smiled. It's nice, said Grandma Thora, but a little confusing. Too bad you can't dance, said D.W. What am I going to do, said Arthur. My story is due tomorrow. That night, Arthur didn't sleep very well. The next day, Arthur worried until Mr. Ratburn finally called on him. When Arthur's song and dance was over, the classroom was so quiet. It was almost spooky. Binky raised his hand. Did that really happen? Sort of, said Arthur. It started as the story of how I got my dog. I'd like to hear that story, said Mr. Ratburn. The title was How I Got My Puppy Pal, said Arthur. Arthur told how proud he was of his pet business and how scared he was when Perky disappeared. And he told how happy he was to find her under his bed and how surprised he was to see her three puppies. And the best part is, said Arthur, I got to keep one. Buster said, I like that story better than your other one. Great story, said Binky. I think Arthur's story was the best, said Francine. Good work, said Mr. Ratburn. Of course, I expect you to write it all down by Monday. Then Mr. Ratburn gave Arthur a gold sticker. Oh, and one more thing, he said. Leave out the dancing. The end. Hop Plop by Corey Rosen Schwartz. Mouse yawned. Elephant yawned. I'm bored, said Mouse. Me too, sighed Elephant. I have an idea, said Mouse. Let's go to the playground. Great idea, cried Elephant. Look, said Mouse. A seesaw, my favorite. Yeah, said Elephant, mine too. Let's get on. So very large Elephant got on one side of the seesaw and very small Mouse got on the other side. And they went hop, plop, boom, bop. And Mouse flew off the seesaw onto the ground. Mouse climbed back up to the top. He waited and he waited, but the seesaw didn't move. I must be too light, said Mouse. Watermelons are heavy. Why don't I eat one? Brilliant idea, cried Elephant. So they got a very large watermelon and crunch, scrunch, slurp, munch. He ate it all up for lunch. Brr. Then Mouse and Elephant got back on the seesaw. Elephant skipped, tipped to his side of the seesaw. Then zoom, zip, Mouse did a backward flip. Off of the seesaw onto the ground. Something is wrong with these seesaws, said Mouse. Let's try the swings. They're my favorite. Yeah, said Elephant. Mine too. Mouse jumped on his swing and went fling around and around the swing bar. And then, whiz, ding, he was stuck up on top of the swing set. Get me down from this thing. You try, he said to Elephant. Maybe you'll have better luck. So Elephant got on his swing and went plop, drop, crash, whoop. The swings were a total flop. Let's go on the merry-go-round, said Mouse. It's my favorite. Yeah, said Elephant. Mine too. So Mouse got on the merry-go-round An elephant gave him a big push. Mouse went whoosh, zing, smoosh. Mouse landed on his tush. "That does it," muttered Mouse. "I'm going home."
"Wait, we haven't tried the slide yet," said Elephant. "But nothing works. I think this playground is broken," said Mouse.
"I have an idea," said Elephant.
And he bent his head down and straightened out his trunk and said to Mouse, "Here's a slide."
"Wow," Mouse said.
He climbed up on top of Elephant's head and went yow as he slid down Elephant's trunk. What a ride!
Mouse's friend beamed with pride. "Now that was fun," Mouse said. "Elephant, you are my favorite."
"Thanks," said Elephant. "You're my favorite too."
The end.
This is Cindy, and I'll be signing off for now. Thank you for listening to the stories I've read. I hope you've had as much fun listening as I did reading.
Thank you so much for coming and reading with us today. We had a good time with you. Sweet dreams.